Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. This is Jim coming to you from Iztapaluca, Mexico. Well, I'm actually here to announce that I finally finished reading the Bible in Spanish. So this is definitely a red letter day. I obviously, if you know when I started, did not finish it nearly when I was hoping to, but I did finish it, and it was really good. I was doing something a little different this time, and I'll tell you more about that in a moment, but this time I was reading the Bible chronologically, which I've never done before, and of course I've never read the whole Bible in Spanish before. So anyway, I just wanted to mention that and also maybe give you some ideas if you're thinking about your own Bible reading plans. Now, I've actually heard, some of you may be surprised, others of you may not be, I've heard a lot of objections to reading the Bible through. And you always hear horror stories, you know, I started Genesis and then I just got lost in Exodus and I gave up. And it's too bad so many people get lost in Exodus and in Leviticus. Did I say Exodus? Leviticus, because it's just full of gems. But anyway, some books you have to dig more than others to find them. But there are many reasons why I think it's important for all of us as believers to read the entire Bible. It's easy to pick and choose what you want to read, a verse here and a verse there. And then the question hangs in the air, why exactly did God give us the whole entire Bible if, you know, really we're only supposed to be reading the New Testament, or really we're only supposed to be reading the Gospels, or whatever it may be? There are very, very good reasons to not rely on our own authority, our own personal authority, or our pastor's authority, or anybody's authority, to choose what parts of the Bible are important to read and what parts of the Bible are not important to read. I just recently heard a sermon talking about this very topic, and the person speaking pointed out that people have come to know the Lord, have made their commitment to the Lord after listening to the genealogies in the Old Testament. And I remember listening as a child, and I still have the story, to a story about a man who was on his deathbed, and the pastor came, and the man asked the pastor to read the genealogies. And the pastor said, well, yeah, sure, I can do that, but why? And I believe the man's response was something like, well, you know, I know that if God took the time to write down the names of all these people, there's, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and he thinks on each person, then he must care about me as well. So very interesting perspectives that people get from parts of Scripture that you would never expect. So there's lots of great reasons to read through the whole Bible. Some people have said, well, I don't read very well. Well, I think it's something that we can aim to do, to work on, to improve at. And maybe some people will read through slower than others. Of course, that's going to be the case. There's also the option to listen to the Bible. I think that reading it for yourself is something that you should aim for, but you can certainly listen to the Bible. If you go to faithcomesbyhearing.com, there are 400 free audio Bibles there at last count in many, many, many different languages. Not as many as you may think in English, and of course some translations are better than others, but that's another story. But there are some in English there, and those are all free. You can download them or listen to them online. And of course there are many, many good Bibles you can listen to. ChristianAudio.com has some good versions you can purchase and download. And of course you can go to Amazon.com and pick out some various Bibles there. So there's lots available if you want to listen to the Bible. Recently, a fellow from the States named Perry Noble from New Spring Church in South Carolina made a statement that caught some attention. And he basically said that Christians who complain that they want to go deeper, they want to hear sermons that go deeper into the Word of God, are, I won't, due to the nature of this blog, I won't use the word he used, but let's say it's something like a donkey. So he basically said those people that are complaining that they want to go deeper into the Word of God shouldn't be complaining. And he gave a quote supposedly from John Maxwell. I haven't been able to track down where it's from. But the quote was, "Most Christians are educated way beyond their level of obedience anyway." The point being, well, you're not even obeying what you're listening to, so why do you want to go deeper into the Bible? I usually haven't heard it said quite that drastically, but I have heard this idea before that we spend so much time studying the Bible and getting this supposedly intellectual knowledge into our minds that we, and then we don't bother obeying, and so we're worse off than we were before. And although I think there is some truth to that, I do not think it is an excuse for not going deeper into the Bible, not reading through the Bible. As a matter of fact, if you subscribe to this theory, I can help you out right now. Let's look up Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might." So are you every second of your life with all your strength, everything that's in you, loving the Lord your God? No? Well, guess what? You're now educated beyond your level of obedience. So if you subscribe to this theory, you might as well not bother reading the Bible anymore, because you're already breaking the absolute greatest commandment, as Jesus said. So why should we read the Bible? We should read the Bible because it tells us how to love the Lord our God with all our heart and soul and strength. There are many reasons. I'm not actually going to get into all the theological reasons that people have thought about through the ages of why we should read the Bible. But let's just say that the Word of God seeps into our hearts. It is part of our living relationship with the Lord. It gives us balance instead of always hearing the same verses. When we start to get unbalanced in our thinking, it gives us an incredible balance. And perhaps most practically, it helps us to test things that we hear and recognize error. There are so many things going around that sound very true and very helpful and very holy, but when we actually look at it, not in the light of a few verses here and a few verses there, but in the light of all of Scripture, we can test things so much better, and that's just been a tremendous advantage to anyone who takes the time, led by the Spirit, to read the Word of God. And of course, we all remember, I'm just looking it up here, one of the more famous passages about the Bible in 2 Timothy. Paul says to Timothy, he talks about how from childhood Timothy has been acquainted with the sacred writings, which are able to make him wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. There's one use of the Scripture right there. And then he says, "All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work." So the Bible shows us what it means to love the Lord our God with all our hearts, soul, and mind. Now, as I just said, I just finished a chronological reading plan, and actually I'll include the links along with this podcast at Finding Direction, CotrellCompass.com/blog. But the chronological reading plan I followed can be found at intothyword.org. But I don't really recommend this as a something you should do first if you've never read the Bible through before. I really found it excellent reading things kind of in context. Let me tell you, those prophets in the Old Testament suddenly make a lot more sense and have a lot more depth when you realize what exactly is happening in the background. And sometimes we forget what was actually happening when these various prophecies were written down. So I do recommend trying this at some point. But of course, the writers of the Bible wrote books, and books generally are intended to be read from start to finish. So I encourage you, if you're going to start a reading plan or start reading the Bible, maybe take a book and read it from the beginning to the end and get the whole context. Or, of course, reading from Genesis to Revelation is one way. Another way is that I recommended to someone recently is reading the Old and New Testaments together, because you still are reading enough together that you can kind of get the gist of a whole book, but you've got, you can see the connections between the Old and New Testament in a unique way when you read them together. You can find some other Bible reading plans at blueletterbible.org, and they have an Old and New Testament together reading plan for 1 year or 2 year. One suggestion I would make is that you do try to make a commitment to read some of the Bible every day. I think that's really useful and important. This is not something that will save you, obviously. This is just a good idea. But also, if you're doing a Bible reading plan, don't say on November the 22nd, I will be reading 2 Chronicles chapter 2. If you miss a day, just continue on and don't sweat it. I think that makes a big difference rather than realizing, oh, I'm 4 days behind. I'm 7 days behind now. No, I'm 12 days behind. Just take it easy. Just keep going where you left off. And if you have a chance to sit down and catch up on some, that's great. Finding someone to be accountable with is great as well. But don't constantly focus if you get behind on how far behind you are. What I'm going to do now is something else that I've never done before, and this is a Bible reading plan that is put together by a guy named Professor Grant Horner, I believe. And what he's done is he's got a plan where he reads 10 chapters of the Bible a day. I know that sounds like a lot, but again, it could be broken down into less depending on what you feel you can do. But he reads 10 chapters of the Bible a day, and he splits it up all throughout the whole Bible at different speeds. So what this means is you're always reading a different set of chapters together. You're reading Acts and Proverbs basically through once a month, Psalms a little more than a couple times a year. You're reading the epistles in the New Testament and Revelation. You're reading them about every couple of months or so. So you've got all these different speeds and all these different passages. And so, as I said, you're always reading different chapters with different chapters. And this is really, really interesting because you see the connections. There are so many connections all throughout Scripture with different passages, connecting with different passages and referring to, either quoting or alluding to, or just connected in ways you might not expect. And so, again, this is isn't something I would recommend if you're planning to read through the Bible the first time ever. I do recommend reading books straight through. But this is something that gives you a little bit of, again, a little bit of a different perspective. So I'm going to give that a try. He's got a set of bookmarks. You just cut out the bookmarks, and you can put them in 10 different spots in your Bible. And read it that way. I don't know that I'm going to stick to one language this time. I'm going to do some reading in English, and I'm going to be doing a lot more studying in Spanish, so I'm not going to necessarily do it all in Spanish this time, but that's what I'm going to do next. So that might be something some of you might want to think about. So I'll give you the links that will be helpful for that as well. So I hope that's been a help. If you're thinking about reading through the Bible, you don't have to start on January 1st, incidentally. You can start anytime you want, and find something that works for you. Be accountable to someone if that's something that really helps you. And remember, this is not something that will save you or somehow make you more acceptable to God on Judgment Day, but it is something that is very, very just an incredible privilege to be able to read the words of God and learn how it is that he wants us to live, and understand, most of all, maybe who exactly he is, what God is like, and who it is that we worship. So, highly recommended. Hope that's a help. I'll give you those links right below this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the next time you open the Word of God. If you have any questions about how some of this could be done, or you want other suggestions or any specific comments, some things that have worked for you, please do stop by Finding Direction at cottrellcompass.com/blog, and leave your comments and questions and complaints if you have any of those too. It's been good talking to you. Have yourself a good day. Bye for now.